Oh, good morning, audio group. It's Agent Surveyor's room here. So another ramble, another rambly boo. Come back down to the on the edge of the White Forest. A place called Eyemore Wood. I'm just skirting this outskirts of a place called Trimpley Reservoir. And you might be able to hear some bangs in the background, which must be a clay pigeon shooting range somewhere there. If you hear that, echoing around the valley. So I'm just walking through a bit of a, I'm right on the edge of a conifer plantation. Some woodland to the left. Most of the trees now are pretty much bare of all the leaves. Just a few trees with leaves hanging on to the bitter end. So I continue my walking regime, trying to stay off any depressive thoughts before Christmas and the run up to Christmas. The last couple of years I've been getting into December and I've been having kind of a mini depressive episode, so far it seems to be working. I'm in quite a good place at the moment. But yeah, that wasn't really the purpose of this boo. There's more to talk about audio boo and the direction of audio boo and the future of audio boo. I know a lot of you have been discussing it. What I call the longer serving audio boo members. Some of you have been in at it at the start. I've only been using audio boo since this July, really. It's only a few months. I don't really know much of the history of audio boo. In the previous regime with Mark Rock. There's been a lot of talk about channels. I mean, it's for me. I don't listen to the channels any more than the next man, really. Obviously, some people do. And what my take on it is, if these people producing channels are paying money to have their content hosted, then that can only benefit us at the bottom of the rung, as it were, audio boo. Because I, for one, would be mortified if audio boo was to shut its doors. Now, Sassy Cat said, and Paul O'Mahony, I'd follow you all around, because, you know, if you listen to this now, you're one of my friends. To me, it's a community. And I'd miss all the daily musings of all the people I follow. McColgans and Daylight Gamblers. All one word. I'm not going to do it along this because I'll leave somebody out. But you know what I mean. It's the daily activities of people all around the world. And what they're up to in their lives. I'd definitely miss that. I really would definitely miss that. So to me, audio boot is definitely about the community. So just crossing the just crossing the lawn of the Severn Valley Railway, where I've done a couple of recordings of the trains coming past. Oh no, there's no trains today. That's what I want to do. I'm going to stand in the middle of the track and take a picture for my AB view now. So bear with me. Very often you get to stand in the middle of a railway track. It's a bit washed out. Try and do that again. Get some leading lines going. That's better. Yeah, so as I was saying, it's the, for me, it's the community. It's all you guys posting your daily content and musings and drives to conferences and meeting people and soundscapes. That's the kind of thing I enjoy listening to. I don't enjoy listening to commercial content with adverts and whatnot. If I want to do that, I'll just listen to the radio. But you know, obviously somebody's listening to the content or they wouldn't put it up. And then there's been a lot of frustration about the Audioboo app in all its various guises. I know I don't use the Android app. I quickly learned that there was limitations on that as soon as I started on Audioboo. But now I'm in the workflow of my Zoom, I don't really have to go near the app. I do use it occasionally. I used it yesterday to listen to a personal message that somebody sent me while I was out and about walking. And I don't really use it on my iPad mini either. I use an RSS podcatcher type program. That's all I use. And it just refreshes the feed. Oh, I was going to backtrack. I think I've just heard a steam train. So I'm going to do a quick backtrack. So this is a steam train. This is for McGulgan. So bear with me. Probably come to the thing, I'll probably make it a little bit off now. So it might be that to pause you and come back. For the moment, I'm looking back on myself along a muddy track. Near a place called the Trinity Reservoir. Here we go. Oh, look at that steam making. Fantastic. Well, that was exciting. It's McGulgan. I walked back just for you. So, where were we? I've forgotten my train of thought now. So I'm going to go this way now. So I'm going to go a different way I was going to go to. Yeah, so I think I was talking about the future of Audioboo and channels. So, for me, I was talking about the app, wasn't I? That was what I was talking about. I've got to try and bother sitting trying. Anyway, I think that with the app, I think it does what most people want it to do, i.e. facilitate the recording of audio. Now, there's been talk about commenting. Well, that's been talked about for 12 months or more, hasn't it? Of the booze of Pilgrim Chris, where the audio booth told him that the app is capable of doing comments since it hasn't been enabled. So I think that's the frustration. Whereas the audio booth could have a lot more functionality. And they seem to be holding back for some reason. And the emails about when your account, if you're a paid subscriber, you don't get a reminder email, so you suddenly find your time's been cut. So I don't know. It's for me, the channels, if people want to listen to the channels, that's fine. And those of us who don't, as long as Audio Boo keeps going, we can keep going and do what we want to do, make it our own little bit of an Audio Boo. I suppose you could call it a channel. Yeah, so for me, as I said before, it's all about the community, it's about you guys, you the listener. So I think I think that about wraps it up. As I say, I've only been using Audio Boo a few months, and I don't know the ins and outs of what was there before and what wasn't, and features. I just hope it doesn't fall, because it's something that I've come to rely on. You know, daily audio listening pleasure for you lot. So I won't leave Audio Boo unless it closes. So I'm afraid you're stuck with me. So I also wanted to say about the community aspect of Audio Boo is how nice it was me to be welcomed into the little community that there is. I've not had one piece of negative feedback about my audio, and it could be that people are polite. I was listening to War and Word yesterday about something on Google Plus, who posted a message on one of his posts. Please don't email me anymore, thanks. Well, to me, he's wasted more energy typing that response than it would be for him to go to his settings and just remove All One Word from his circles. You know, he did it twice, he did two posts, so what's the point in that? If you don't like something, don't listen. And don't leave a negative comment. You know, it's not forced to listen to it. Nobody's put a gun to your head and say you must listen to this piece of audio or read that post. And if you didn't know how to do it, as somebody said, say good voice. Or just redirect the emails from that account into the spam folder, and it won't annoy you again. You know, there's no need to be negative about these things. So we're now just at the side of the Trimpy Reservoir. And I can see my favourite viewpoint onto the hill. So I'm going to keep on walking. And I'll bid you a farewell. All my battery on my Zoom runs out because I noticed I'm on one bar. So what are you doing? Have a good day. And I'll catch you in the next bit.